The patch of grass across the street from what's now known as the Carl Amelon City Hall doesn't have an official name, but it's known in guidebooks and even on Google Maps as Eagle Park. The cedar monument, Thundering Wings, by Clinket master carver Nathan Jackson, depicts an eagle taking flight. City Council member Jana Lee Gage said the park celebrates Ketchikan's indigenous history.
I believe that park represents the Native community in more ways than I think a lot of people understand. It has a history of its own. The eagle represents the land and the mountain. And I think it would be very disrespectful to, as much as I think Len deserves a spot, I just think this is a bad call.
Len is Len Lawrence. He was a longtime promoter of the tourism industry here in Ketchikan who died last year.
Len Lawrence was an icon. Oh my goodness. He was travel.
That's Lalette Kissler. She's also on the council. Lawrence was born in Australia and moved to Ketchikan in the mid-20th century. In the 1970s, when a cruise season brought fewer than 70,000 passengers, he famously predicted that one day Ketchikan's annual cruise ship visitor numbers would top 1 million a year. And the 2018 cruise ship season proved him right. A former Ketchikan mayor suggested the city honor the businessman's contribution to the industry by naming the park overlooking berth 3 of the city's cruise ship docks after Lawrence. But Councilmember Kissler said naming the park after Lawrence didn't seem right.
It seems a little off to put a white man in there, I'm sorry to say. You know, it feels like a Native thing.
Councilmembers Jay Matani, Riley Gass, and Abby Bradbury also spoke up against naming the park after Lawrence. Mayor Dave Kiefer said he understood the pushback, but he said Lawrence deserved a prominent honor.
Seriously, folks, you are looking at someone who basically envisioned and through work of his own helped to create what's paying all of our rent. And so I would hate to see any sort of, well, we can solve that with a little plaque somewhere.
He suggested an alternative.
It occurred to me that another possible option, something else that Mr. Lawrence was in on at the beginning, 30-odd years ago, pushed very hard for, sat up at this podium and talked to us over and over and over again, and I know because I worked with him at that point, I did the talking too, was the waterfront promenade.
That's a boardwalk connecting the city's 3rd and 4th downtown cruise ship docks. And the council seemed to like that idea. Here's Kissler again.
Yeah, it seems a bigger, more encompassing thing, more like he was.
The council voted unanimously to send the proposal back to the city's naming committee for review. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.